Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. With us, number one, when we're struggling. With us, number two, when we're suffering. With us, number three, when we're sorrowing. In 1854, the United Kingdom declared war against Russia. Imagine that. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers were killed. In that same year, on Christmas Eve, Florence Nightingale, known as the Lady of the Lamp, the Angel of the Soldiers, the Mother of Modern Nursing, had volunteered to go to the Crimea. She was 24 years of age. Her first assignment was in a field hospital where there were 2,350 patients. In fact, this field hospital stretched for 4 miles. And in those 4 miles were soldiers in beds, separated only by 18 inches, row after row after row after row after row. And their first Christmas there saw most of those soldiers die of cholera, dysentery, skin disease. In fact, she described the conditions as filth, and the stench could be smelt miles away. But this Lady of the Lamp would walk round each bed at night and whisper words of kindness, words of comfort, words of scripture, words of prayer. I wonder, Mum, could you imagine if your son had been lying there and the Lady of the Lamp had come to whisper? What would bring those soldiers comfort? Emmanuel. God is with us, even when we're suffering, even when we're dying. In that same year, on that same Christmas Eve, there was a preaching phenomena who was 19 years of age. His name was Charles Haddon Spurgeon, and he addressed at 19 his New Park congregation with these words: Emmanuel. What a name. It is wisdom's mystery, God with us. Sages look at it and wonder. Angels desire to see it. The plumb line of reason cannot reach halfway into its depths. The eagle wings of science cannot fly so high, and the piercing eye of the vulture of research cannot see it. God is with us. It is hell's terror. Satan trembles at the sound of it. His legions fly apace. The dark-winged dragon of the pit quails before the name Emmanuel. It is the Christian strength. How could we preach the gospel? How could we bend our knees in prayer? How could the missionary go into the foreign land? How could the martyr stand at the stake? How could the confessor acknowledge his master? How could men labor if that one word were taken away? Emmanuel. God with us. It is the sufferer's comfort. It is the balm of woe. It is the alleviation of his misery. It is the sleep God gives to his own. It is their rest after their labor and toil. God with us. He said it is eternity's sonnet. It is heaven's hallelujah. It is the shout of the glorified. It is the song of the redeemed. It is the chorus of the angels. It is the everlasting oratorio of the great orchestra of the sky. Emmanuel, God with us. I remind you, it's Christmas Eve 2024. I remind you, there is still a war in the Crimea. I remind you that our world hovers on the brink of real catastrophe. And believers know this. This precious name is ageless. It is timeless. It is changeless. It is deathless. And it is yours. And it is mine. If we know him who loved us and gave himself for us. And I remind you, God is with us, number one, when we're struggling. Don't believe the false prophets. Don't believe the posers who stand up and say everything in my spiritual garden is hunky-dory. What a lie. And the Apostle Paul could say, the good that I would, I do not do. Those things I don't want to do, I do do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? When the Apostle Paul will face all the trials and afflictions and sorrows and heartaches that he faced. Oh, no. Whoever you are, in pulpit or pew, you struggle. I struggle. We struggle against the world. Against the flesh, against the devil. We know our own weaknesses. We know how blessed that word is. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. He is near. You are dear. No need to fear. Whatever struggle you're facing, God is with us. Number two, he is with us in our suffering. Whether that suffering is physical, struggle to get out of bed, struggle with exhaustion, you struggle with pain, you're struggling with cancer. You're struggling with memory loss. You're struggling just with life. Struggling to breathe. Struggling with heart failure. Whatever physical suffering, he is with us. Whatever mental struggles you're having, whatever psychological issues you're facing, whatever marital issues you dread going to home each day to face, God is with us. Whatever social isolation you're experiencing, whatever loneliness, God is with us. If you're a fatherless child, an orphan, He is with us. If you're a widow or a widower, He is with us. If you're divorced or going through divorce, He is with us. If you felt rejected and forsaken and forlorn, if you're embarrassed by your weaknesses, He is with us. If you feel unwanted, unnoticed, unwelcome, even in church, He is with us. If you feel amongst the marginalized, the outcast, those who struggle with physical, mental, emotional, additional complex needs, He is with us. Whatever issue you're facing, whatever pain you suffer, He is with us. I whisper to yourself, Emmanuel. God is with us. Number three, He is with us when we're sorrowing. I tell you, friends, there are not that many people who like to sing and dance and say, ah, Santa Claus is coming to town. Everything's fine and dandy. Can I tell you about two of my Nigerian friends? I love them deeply, dearly. I respect them greatly. They've given me permission to tell you their story. Their names are Dorcas and Claudius Akeju. Beautiful Christians. They do the natural things spiritually, the spiritual things naturally. They're intensely spiritual, perfectly natural, absolutely practical. Diamonds. And for years, Claudius, every night, has butted the wall. And Dorcas is at the end of her tether. She lost two children in infancy. And then, the night before Christmas Eve, some years ago, her 19-year-old son had been in my home speaking to my son. He went to a Christian service. He was standing at the back of a packed place. And I just happened to say, you will not get out of this life alive. And I remember my finger pointing to Julius. He went to a party, came out to make a phone call to his mum. A car mounted the curb, killed him outright. It was a race crime. I will never forget this. It was one of the most defining points in ministry. I arrived at the Royal Hospital and I could hear Dorcas and Claudius screaming. Their 19-year-old son killed that one. And that particular year, there was a strike in Liverpool, and the burial of Julius had to wait until mid-January. On the day of his funeral, Claudius said to me, Bill, will you come with me? I'm going to see Julius. I said, yeah, I'll come with you. As we get outside of the Chapel of Rest, he stops me. Bill, you're a Christian minister. Yes. Do you believe that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Can I ask you, do you believe that? I said, Claudius, don't go there, please. No, do you believe that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Please don't go there. No, do you believe that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? Because I do believe, and I believe that Julius will be raised from the dead as we go in there today. Friends, I tell you, I had to keep them from falling into the open grave later on. What's more, just a few years later, their 24-year-old daughter, eating some cake with nuts in, choked and died. Please, if you are an unbiblical triumphalist, don't come and talk to me. Please don't. Surely you and I are sick to death of this phony baloney religion. Every Christmas, quote, is almost like a living hell, except for Emmanuel, God with us, God with Julius, God with Lara. I tell you, these two Christians are beautiful, beautiful Christian people who have proved in the furnace of affliction that God is with us in the most deepest of our sorrows. He is the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. I remind you again, the words of B.B. Warfield, the glory of the incarnation is that it presents to our adoring gaze not a humanized God, not a deified man, but the God-man, touched with the feeling of our infirmities, tempted in every point as we are, yet without sin, who understands us, who undertakes for us, who will never leave us, and will never forsake us, and by his grace will transport us from these shadow lands to the glory land, from this land of the dying to that land of the living. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, with us when we're struggling, with us when we're suffering, with us when we're sorrowing. Look at me, please. This is for you. It's not for the person next to you. I really don't care how long you've been coming to church. I really don't care what your reputation is. I want to know. Do you know this Emmanuel? Personally, experientially, savingly. If not, then this Christmas Eve, repent of your sin, cry out to him, receive him into your heart, into your mind, into your soul, and he will be with you always and forever. And those of us who believe, whether we're young and fit or old and struggling, let's employ every fibre of our being to sing his praise and live for his glory.